Good morning, everyone. Today is the 20th of, or almost the 20th of 2017, Wednesday, and you know, we can be going through some unbelievable things in our lives, but at the same time still have a peace and calm because we are comforted by the Holy Spirit. We can be maligned. We can be attacked from all sides. We can be made out to be in other words, we can be attacked by those that sometimes that we love the most. And sometimes we attack those we love the most. And, you know, I just want to say right now to anyone, if I've offended you, I'm sorry. God knows exactly what He's doing and how He works through the lives of people to teach us and to refine us and to bring us through the fires of affliction. I guess that's why I love the Psalms so much, because David, if anyone went through the fires of affliction, it was David. His own family turned on him. His own son tried to steal the kingdom from him. And so David knew what it was like to go through affliction. And he also realized that he was the great sinner. And I think the 51st Psalm is the best indication of how big of a sinner David was. David was a premeditated murderer, an adulterer. And you know what? If we are all honest, every one of us fit into that category. You might say, well, Larry, how could you call me a murderer? Well, the Bible says if we hate in our heart, we've committed murder. You know? And we've all done it. And if we say we haven't, we're a liar and the truth is not in us. We're all adulterers. I didn't like Jimmy Carter's politics, but he had it right. He was merely quoting Christ when he said, Christ said, if you look at a woman to lust after, you've committed adultery in your heart. You know, I just want to read through the 51st Psalm this morning. This is to the chief musician, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came unto him after he had gone in to Bathsheba. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto thy multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. And then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from the blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise, for thou desirest not sacrifice, else I would give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure and design, build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Well, this scripture says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And uphold me with thy free spirit. Only God can create a right spirit within us. You know, there's another scripture that says, turn us, and I will be turned. You know. And so, I'm glad that if God can show mercy to a premeditated murderer and an adulterer, he can show mercy unto this filthy, vile worm, Larry Phillips. And I'm here to announce that all the people that I love that are closest to me are also filthy, vile worms, apart from the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. There's nothing good in any of us, in our flesh. We are all born and conceived in iniquity, in our mother's. Our mothers conceived us in iniquity. We were shapen in iniquity. But I'm glad to know that God is very gracious and long-suffering to His people. And He will not. His atonement will not be ineffectual. It will be effectual for all for whom Christ died. I'm glad to see that God showed mercy to David. That gives me hope. That gives me consolation, knowing how wicked of a heart I have apart from Christ, that if He can show mercy and forgiveness to David, He can show mercy to this worm. Okay? And by the way, that goes for all of His elect. He will most certainly show mercy to all of His elect. You know, and so I'm thankful for His love. When I think of God's love and what He did for me by giving His life unconditionally, I'm sometimes overwhelmed in my mind and soul why this precious Savior would even care to give Himself on Calvary for me, my life to spare. He could have went about doing other things, creating other worlds or listening to the angels sing. But to come to this sin-cursed earth and to die for me is the greatest expression of love that I will ever see. How can I thank You, Lord, for being oh so kind to realize before creation You had this worm in mind? To come and shed Your blood and endure such scorn and pain should cause me to give You praise in an eternal refrain. Help me demonstrate in some real way the grace and love to others is my prayer today. So many times I forget what an awesome thing You did for me when You died and rose again to set my soul at liberty. Well, I'm glad that we have this Psalm of David crying out for mercy, crying out for forgiveness, crying out for the help of his Lord after he had committed such an abominable act. And he deserved death, didn't he? We all deserve death. If Christ had not had mercy and showed us loving kindness, and if His tender mercies had not blotted out our transgressions, we could never be washed thoroughly from our iniquity. We could never be cleansed from our sins. Yes, we acknowledge our transgressions. Our sins are ever before us. And we realize that we've sinned against God. But yet, God has hidden His face from our sins. He has not imputed our sins against us. I'm thankful for that this morning. It gives me great consolation. You know, it's a wonderful thing to know that God is the one who paid the price with His dear Son, that we might be absolutely certain that we will be with Him in heaven. There's nothing more important than knowing. And that faith comes from Christ alone. It doesn't come from something we drum up in and of ourselves. You know? This is something that has been given to us by God. And I'm amazed at how every day we go through these trials, these tests. God is always there, isn't He? And you know, I want to conclude this with the gift of salvation. The Bible is not just another book. It is God breathed, the living Word of God. In it can be found the words of eternal life. Whether we believe them or not is the question at hand. The Bible says we are born and conceived in sin, and that all men died spiritually in Adam, and all who are made alive in Christ. What does it mean to be made alive in Christ? The Bible does not say that faith, belief, or repentance saves you. It does say that Jesus came to save his people from their sins. And it does say that all that the Father hath given him will come to him. And all that come to him he will in no wise cast out. The Bible says the Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. Christ also says, you must be born again. So the Bible says that for the first thing that must happen to a sinner is that he must be born again, and then the sinner will receive faith to believe that Christ died for his or her sins and confess that they are a sinner and trust in the completed work of Christ on the cross as a perfect sacrifice for their sins. When this happens, the sinner becomes a new creature in Christ. He or she is no longer under condemnation, and they have received forgiveness on the merits of God's gifts to them. And he or she was foreknown and predestinated, called, justified, and glorified. I'm thankful for the work of Christ. May God be with you this day is my prayer. God bless.